The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
One of the many mitzvahs here in Parshas Yisaitse is the well-known Isser of Lo Yilbash and Lo Silbash. The Pasuk tells us, Perach of Beis, Pasuk Hei, Lo Yiyach Li Gever Al Isha, a keli of a man should not be on a woman, V'Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, and a man may not wear clothing of a woman. And I'd like to discuss, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, one aspect of this particular mitzvah and iser, and focus on the heter of the Bach. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea Simen Kufpei Beis, the Mechaber already tells us, based on the Rambam and in the end of Hilchas Avei Dezora, an application of this mitzvah is Loisa de Isha Adeho Ish, that a woman may not adorn herself with those adornments, those items of dress that are made particularly for a man. Kigoin Shatasim Bereisha Mitznefes. She can't put on her head a turban, a koiva, or a hat, oi silbash shiryon, or to wear a suit of armor. Things that are things that are normally worn strictly by men, a woman is not allowed to wear them. And the Ramah tells us in the end of Sif Hei that if afilu be'echad min habagodim, osir, even if just to change one article of clothing, is also aser. Even though it's clear what the gender of this person is, either an ish or an isha, and only one article of clothing has changed, that too is going to be aser. Now the Shach here at Sivkon Zayin brings a heter from the Bach. The Bach says that in order for it to be aser, you need two criteria. Number one, it has to be that this is a garment that is made for beauty purposes, and it's worn for adornment. That's number one. And number two, it has to be that the person wearing it, whether it's clothing or jewelry, has to be wearing it in order to look similar to the opposite gender. So, for an example, if a man would wear a woman's scarf in order to look feminine, so then he would be over the Issa Torah of Lo Yilbash, because that's an article of clothing worn for beauty, and the man's intent is to look feminine, to wear it for that purpose, and that's why it's us. But Zok Tabach, if a person is wearing, let's say a man is wearing a woman's raincoat, and he's wearing this raincoat merely to protect himself for the rain, says the Bach, this would be mutter. Now the Shach over here in Sifkot Zayin doesn't agree entirely with the Bach's assumption, but Lamaisa, he does seem to permit it if only one garment is changed. And all of the other garments the person is wearing, it's clear what gender he is. If he's only changing one garment to the opposite gender, and it's for the purposes of not for beautification, but rather for protection, then the Shach seems to agree with the Bach. So as an example, if a woman was to wear a man's hat just to protect herself from the sun, or the opposite case, a man would wear women's sunglasses to protect his eyes from squinting in the sun, this would seem to be mutter according to the Bach and even the Shach. The Chochma Sodom has a very strong kash on the Bach. From an Afar Gemara, the Gemara, one of the places the Gemara deals with this sugya is in Nozir, Dafnu Tesem and Aleph. And over there, it's brought Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which we paskin like. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Lo yiyeh kli gever al isha. From here we learn, Minayish lo teitze isha b'chli zayin l'milchoma. Talmud loyma lo yiyeh kli gever al isha. The Gemara tells us that included in this issue of Isra of lo yilbash, or loy silbash for a woman, is a kli gever, which the Gemara interprets as klei zayin, weapons. So a suit of armor or carrying a weapon, which is normally designed for men, because it's the derech of men to go out to war, as the Gemara in the beginning of Kedushin tells us. So therefore, that would be usur for a woman to wear. And that's like we quoted from the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, loy silbash shiryon, to wear armor. For a woman to wear a suit of armor, which is normally intended for men to wear, and that's the minig for men to wear it, that would be an isur of loy silbash. Safrek the chochmas adam, the purpose of wearing a suit of armor, or to carry a weapon, is for protective measures. It's not for beautification. And still, this is included in the isur of loy silbash. Seemingly, not like the box position, that only garments which are worn to adorn a person, or to make a person look more beautiful, is the isur. This is the Chochmas Adam's kasha. Furthermore, says the Chochmas Adam, that Rashi, on that sugi over there, on New Testament Aleph in Nazir, Rashi brings from Chazal, the famous story of Yoel, who killed Sisera in the tent. First, she got him all sleepy, and then when he was in a deep sleep, she took the peg of the tent and pierced it through his head and killed him. And Chazal tell us, why did she not use a sword, a cherev? Zogt Rashi b'shem Chazal, she didn't use a sword because that would be an isser of Loy Silbash. Swords are meant for war time, and it's a clay zayin, which is an isser of Loyich Ligever Alisha. Says the Chochmas Adam. So we see, number one, from the Gemara, that darshins this pasuk, and number two, from Rashi, that tells us clearly that Yoel was not allowed to use a sword, she had to use the tent peg in order to kill Sisera. We see clearly from this, that even to wear a beged of an isha as rain gear, or would also be an isser of Loy Silbash. So in order to understand where the Bach was coming from and to answer this kash of the Chochmas Adam on the Bach, we have to analyze an interesting tshuva from Ramosha Zatzal. In Igros Moshe and Archaim Chelek Dalid Simenayin Hei, Ois Gimel, Ramosha was asked, is it mutter for a woman to carry a handgun? The case was that this woman lived in the Gush Etzion region in Eretz Yisrael, which was an unsafe area surrounded by Arabs, and the woman felt unsafe to walk around without a firearm. So is this mutter or not? So Rav Moshe makes the following distinction. He says, a weapon is intrinsically a klei gever. It's an item that's used for men, and therefore is subject to the iser of loy silbash, even if it is not worn for beauty purposes, for adornment purposes, because intrinsically it is a klei gever. And that's what the Gemara means, Lo'ia Klegever Alisha, and the Drosh is, as Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov darshins it, Lo'ia Klezayin, because it's intrinsically a beged, a keli of an ish. Says Ramesha, similarly we find what the Targum Yonason says on this pasuk, Lo'ia Hevyen Gulyen Detzitzis Utzfilin, Dehinun tikune gever alita. So too, according to Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, it's also for a woman to wear tzitzis or tefillin, because they are a tikun gavra. They are a keli of a gever. Memela, says Ramosha, the pshanan that is, that those are strictly and intrinsically klei gever. And therefore, even if a person wasn't wearing it to resemble a man, even if a woman was wearing tefillin or tzitzis, maybe just for the purpose of the mitzvah, not to resemble, not to look like a man. According to Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, that too would be an issa deraisa of Lo'ia Klei Gever Alisha. However, says Rav Moshe, when it comes to clothing, clothing indeed is only usur depending on why the person is wearing it. So it's only subject to the issur when one is wearing it for beauty purposes. Memela, with this distinction, we can answer the Chochmas Adam's kasha on the Bach. Yoel was not allowed to carry a weapon, even though it wasn't to resemble a man, it wasn't to be able to dress as a man, it was only to kill Sisera, it was only to protect herself, it was only to save Klal Yisrael. But as other Achrayim would explain her life wasn't in danger. Sisera was in a deep sleep then. So Memela, for her to use the sword was not Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore she had no right to wear it because of that. In order to get the job done of killing Sisera, a 10-peg sufficed, and therefore she wasn't able to use that, because that a Klegever, a weapon, is something intrinsically a Klegever. However, when it comes to wearing clothing, that the Bach makes this distinction, and as we mentioned, the Shach relies on it at least when it's only one article of clothing that's being changed. And that, Taka, depends. That, Ramosha says, that depends on why the person, the reason behind the person wearing it. If he's only wearing it for protective purposes and not to look like the opposite gender, then that's the reason for the Bach and the Shach why they make this distinction. Thus, as a postscript to that case of Ramosha, Ramosha says, well, it wouldn't be mutter to carry a firearm, because intrinsically it's a klegever, and this is a woman. However, Ramosha tells us there would be, in that case, three different heterim. First of all, Ramosha says, in that area where the woman is walking, it's pikuach nefesh to walk around in such a place where there's enemies surrounding it, wanting to kill a yid at any opportune moment. That would be considered pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, certainly a person would be granted a heter. Secondly, says Ramesh, it could be, in a dangerous area like that, you could argue that a weapon is made both for men and women. So it could be in that particular situation, in that matzav, you don't say it's a klegever. When you're going out to war, no, only a man goes out to war. But in that situation where it's a mokim sakana, could be even it's normally, it's already would be considered within the norms for a woman to go out as well. And a third heter Ramesha puts forth over there is that the clay zion that the Gemara is talking about is only weapons that are made to go out to war. For example, a rifle, a machine gun, or the like. But a simple handgun, which is not viewed as a weapon of war, it's just more of a protective measure, that could be, you wouldn't be considered a klegever at all. So that was Ramesha's, the tshuva over there, Ayin Shum, and you'll see what the rest of what he says. But in terms of our halach over here, Lo'yik Klegever Alisha, we have this heter from the Bach, which is seems not to be a distinction, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, but the Shach does bring it, at least lahalacha, when it's only one item, and we presented a reason to understand it from the Chokhmah Sodom's Kashif and the Sugi and Nazar and Nuntes, presented it based on Ramesh's tshuva. Agud.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.